Blog Talk Radio.
As we know, this.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace, everybody. Hallelujah. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Grace and peace, family. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hey, grace and peace.
Shalom.
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 Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Amen. Yeah. I'm like feeling like really shalom.
Amen.
Ha. Anyway, we will say grace and peace, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of the Sounds of Living Water radio show. Tonight we have out of Peoria, Brother Isaiah Brown from the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He will be bringing a precept. Tonight is tools on how to become God.
Woo!
What? What the fudge he say?
What did he say? What was that again? What did he say?
Ooh, what? How to become? What did he say?
Tools to become God. That's what he said. What? How do we even think of things like that? We ain't become God.
Yes.
Are we supposed to be God? Are you sure? Are you so
running?
I don't know.
Oh, man, it's tricky here. Tools to become God. Tools to become God.
Yes, sir.
We ain't got these tools. You ain't working on yourself, Jack.
Amen.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all right, bro. Well, look. Grace and peace, everyone. Brother Joe from Commonwealth of Israel. We are about to turn this here function over to your brother Isaiah Brown. Can't wait to get into this precept.
Hey, man, you know what, Joe? You so pumped. I can't help but be pumped. So I appreciate that gentleman that you gave me. You know, you gave for my reading. We ready to go now. You one of those hype people. You know, the people that hype them up. Come on, man, you can do it. Come on, come on. Like, hey, man, come on. We can't help but do it now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All praises, y'all. Hey, grace and peace. Grace and peace, y'all. All praise to the Father. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'm teaching a lesson tonight, and my reader tonight is Brother Taja Israel.
Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. And, you know, I just want to give the precept tonight again. The name of the precept is called Tools on How to Become God. One more time. Tools on How to Become God. It's because, to be honest, I really wanted to grab other scriptures out of the Bible and put a lesson on how to become God. But the Father keep on pushing his love in here. I'm like, man, I want to go this way, but then I'm reading the book, it just take you back to love. I'm going to look at it this way, it takes you right back to love. I know the book of Psalms saying something different. It says, yeah, God. And then verses 4, it took me right back to love. So this lesson is not going to be about massive knowledge and all these other keys that you hear a lot of people do awesome lessons on. They do awesome lessons on how to become God. But this lesson tonight is to really show you on how you go become God. You know, because what's greater than the power of love?
Amen.
So the Father is good. You know, the Father is good. You know, I could have went all over this lesson and showed something, but I took the Father showed me the understanding on how to take this somewhere else. So that's what we're doing. We're taking this thing. We're going left with this thing. We're going left with this lesson. I got water today, so I'm already hyped. So I'm luckily, and it's a good thing I'm not drinking no coffee, because I'd be standing up. And yeah, and this is the last precept I'm doing in this house. On the 17th, I'll be in my new spot. So if I'm gonna yield real good tonight, because ain't no telling when the next time I can yield. Moving to that apartment. So we're going to yield good tonight. Because the lady Cheryl told me, she said, okay, you know, if you get a whole bunch of complaints, we start to mark you off, and 3 strikes you out. I was like, yeah, all right. Well, let me get my headphones and fix that up a little bit, you know. But yeah, we go yield tonight. You know, we'll go Super Saiyan tonight, because ain't no telling when next time I can go Super Saiyan again. Unless we go to the park or something. But yeah, we go, y'all, this lesson is pure razor blades and lemon juice. But remember, if you get sliced with this blade and lemon juice hit you, remember, if you don't die, it'll heal you. It's because tonight we're going to actually find the tools and the things that Christ gave us on how to get back into his presence. It's because we're going to start the Bible out in the book of Genesis chapter 1, you know, and understand what our purpose was. And who do we look like and stuff like, you know, according to the scriptures, who do we resemble? You know what I'm saying? We go find out we lost it. But then at the same point in time is that during this precept, we're not going to deal with the other things that teachers actually bring on the table about this lesson. We might bring up some things about I say ye are gods and stuff like that, and ye shall judge angels. But if you don't know how to love one another, you might as well forget about that dream of becoming like him. And we also go look at a lot of other things, too, of things that we really need to eliminate out of our hearts, like anger and frustration and stuff like that. We're going to get into all that stuff. So I'm tired of talking. I'm ready to get this thing cracking. You ready? You ready? You ready, too?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Who got the, I got the keys, right? Okay, I got the keys. Okay, cool. All praises. All right, sisters, please cover your head. Brothers, please uncover your head. I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer in the book of Matthew chapter 6, and then my reader will read whatever the Most High put on his heart.
Amen.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, shalom, everybody. I got here kind of late, so I'm going to just read something out of Proverbs chapter 16. Verses 3 through 5, and verse 17. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in his heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Again, that was Proverbs chapter 16, verses 3 through 5, verse 17 through 18. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, doing, and hearing of his holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Chelsea. Good reading, bro.
Appreciate it.
Beautiful precept, well, scripture reading. Amen.
Brother Todd, what scriptures were those again in Proverbs 16, right?
16 verses 3 through 5 and verse 17 and 18.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Amen.
Quoting that right
now. I started over. Whoop! It's time to tell you scriptures. All praises. Pure razor blaze and lemon juice. Who ready to get cut tonight?
We don't want it.
Who ready to get cut tonight?
We don't want it, but we got to get it.
No, I'm asking y'all, who want to get cut tonight?
Oh, I got to have you stay
line. Two rusty blades and some lemon juice. Let's get into this precept, y'all. The name of the precept is called Tools on How to Become God. And during this lesson tonight, we're going to find out what was meant for us. We're going to find out the blueprint that was meant for us. I'm sorry, give me 1 second. We are not having it. I almost lost the spirit.
Yeah, never that.
Amen, you know. All praises, y'all. Hey, okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I know Job online, so I got to make sure this Genesis chapter 1 and 26 is on point.
That's right.
Amen. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to look at the blueprint on the Lord's creation with man. And also find out what is his purpose with man and what are we here for? Because remember, if he called us gods, you know, before you even become like him, you got to be instructed of something. You got to be in control of something to get yourself ready for it. It's like if you was working at a fast food restaurant, you just don't get hired and then you just the manager. No, you have to work hard and prove yourself that you worthy and responsible enough to get that position. So Let's look into the book of Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 26 through 28. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Mm-hmm. We're in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth."
So remember, when man was made, we was created to have dominion over the works of the Most High God's hands. And when you read verse 26, with this blueprint, it simply says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." It's because before you be created like me, I got to show you what I do. You got to see how I get things done. So I'm not just going to give you this power and you just have it. I got to get you ready for this thing. I got to train you. I got to instruct you how to do things right. So let's go into the book of Genesis chapter 2, and let's pick it up at verse 7. The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. We're in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7. We're going to read verses 7 through 9, and then we're going to skip down to 16 through 17. So right now, we're in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 7. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
"And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul."
A living soul, go ahead.
"And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed."
Amen. Skip down to verse, go ahead and read verse 9.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Right, so we also know that the Most High God was in the garden, and also you have the fallen angel that was in the garden with him as well, with these trees. But the whole thing is that we need to understand more of this story, because right now we're reading the Lord doing this. But in Genesis chapter 1, that was the blueprint. In chapter 2, this is him actually doing it. But let's skip down to verse 16.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayst freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
Right, so it's self-explanatory. You know, before I give you this power, and before I give you dominion over all the work of my hands, I gotta check you out. The first thing first, let me see if you're obedient or not. Let's see if you are responsible enough to take control of this power. But first, let's see if you're obedient or not. You know you're not supposed to eat of this other tree, because if you eat of this other tree, you're going to die. So I'm going to sit back and see what you guys go do about this. So let's go in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, and let's see what happens. The book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. If you get it, go ahead and read.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Right, so it's obvious that either the Lord or Adam told Eve what was going on. She already knew. And I suppose you weren't supposed to even touch it, don't even talk to it. And then, you know, and not even eat of his, don't eat of his words. But go ahead and read where you at. In verse 4. Go ahead.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye should not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Uh-huh.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
So they failed the test. Y'all not ready for this power. You know, that's why I feel it's very important to check out Brother Job's lessons, you know, because I know he do an articulate, amazing job when it comes to the creation. You know, I'm just staying in my lane, so I'm doing what I know with the scriptures. But I know the brother do an amazing job on that, and all the things that the Lord showed him with the work of his hands. But when you're looking at these scripts right now, you're not responsible for this power. You're not ready for this power. It's because I gave you simple instructions, and you fumbled on them. Skip down to verse 17.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall they bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
All right, stop. So now you're looking at our punishment to this very day. We're still understanding. We still taking a hold on this punishment, because you're gonna die. You know, women go have that childbirth, and men, you go work hard all the day. You go work hard all the days of your life till dust thou art, till dust thou shall return. There's no more plucking grapes off of the tree, and you know, and it just grows back. Now you gotta work for that.
You know, so I had this thing easy for you, but now since you disobeyed me, now I'm going to make it hard for you. But when you read in verse 22, it says, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Go ahead and read verse 23.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Amen. So when you look at this thing, so it's obvious that Adam and Eve had to, they can't be around the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Because you're seeing that. You're tainted. You got to get away from me. Because if you do stay around me, you go hear this conversation between me and the Father, and you might learn how to live forever. So I'm not going to have that. So I'm going to kick you out, and I'm going to put these cherubims right here. Now let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 99, verse 1. We're going to read just one verse, the book of Psalms, chapter 99, verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
The Lord reigneth, and let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved.
Right, so like we read in the book, when we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all get out, yay. Y'all can't be close to me like that no more. And here come these angels that's going to push, that's going to drive you out. And then we just read is this right here, is that the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sit up between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. You know what I'm saying? So this is all showing us that, hey, we can't get to him like that no more. But the same point in time is Christ gave us tools on how to get back into that Godhead of the family. And we're not going to look at this thing as being the super knowledge and vast knowledge that we think we need just to get this power back. But to get this power with the Lord. No, it's simple. And it's crazy simple. So that was my little version of the beginning part. All praises. I hope y'all got some understanding on that. So what we're going to do now is go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Is because the Lord already, you know, I'm supposed to switch that up some, but oh well, I'm going to still do this verse anyway. It's out of order, but if you look at it, the Lord already gave us. Hold on one second, what is this? It's in the wrong spot. We're going to read it anyway, skip it, we're going to read it anyway. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. You get it? Go ahead and read.
Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils.
Right. So it's either you serve the Lord or you're going to serve the devil. There's no such thing as where you go serve God a little bit and then on your own time you just go back and serve and do your little folly or whatever. With the devil, you know what I'm saying? The book is telling us is that you can't do both. You can't serve both. You got to choose to serve one. And that's where Adam and Eve slipped up at. You know what I'm saying? They were supposed to serve the Lord, but they became partakers of that. Let me see. It is said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. So that's what Adam and Eve messed up at. You know, they stopped drinking the cup with the Lord, but then started drinking that cup with the devil. So now this is also another way of showing us that you can't be with me like that. So let's go into the book of Psalms, chapter 82. We're in the book of Psalms, chapter 82. And let's find out how we can get these tools back. We're in the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah.
Amen. So the book said, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. You know what I'm saying? So the book is telling us is that, hey, the person of the wicked is Satan the devil. But at first, in the beginning, I told y'all, I even told y'all, hey, ye are gods. But what I want to do is look at some of this stuff that the book is talking about being the wicked. And the first thing I want to check out is in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16. Proverbs 6 and 16. You get it? Go ahead and read.
These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him.
Uh-huh.
A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent in blood, and the heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
So first thing first is that when you look at all this wicked that the Lord is talking about, man, you got to make sure you get this stuff about your heart and not your system before you do anything. Because all this stuff is wicked, and that's the first thing I want to check out is the abominations. Because the abominations is just as wicked as the rest of the stuff anyway. It said, these six things of the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and run into mischief, a false witness that speak of lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at all these things as also the other devices of Satan the devil, and also accepting the person of the wicked. So let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. And then we're going to go right back into the book of Psalms 82 in a second. We're in the book of Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 1, when you get it, go ahead and read.
A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
Remember that. Skip down to verse 18.
A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife.
So this is the reason why I went here. About this stuff about the wicked. You know what I'm saying? If you call yourself a servant of God, you know, and you have an issue with wrath and anger, you know what I'm saying? And even grievous words disturb anger. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand that the Lord is not going to give you, He's not going to give you what He has and dominion and give you dominion over all the work of His hands if you don't have this stuff in control. So when you look at the book, when it talk about how long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Say lie. That was just some stuff I just want to check out about that wicked part. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all the stuff is wicked. Even though we know that the Satan devil is the chief captain of wickedness. So let's go into the book of Psalms chapter 82, verse 3. In the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 3, is because when you look at the top verses, it says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Say lie. You know what I'm saying? But at the same point of time is that Christ is going to start to give us some points and some pointers on how to do this thing right. So go ahead and read, bro, verse 3.
Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
Amen.
They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
All right, so if you look at verse 3, it says, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. So after he told you that God stands in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. And then he going to ask you how long are you going to accept this wicked. But what is something that's not wicked and what is just in Christ's eyes? Verse 3, start to defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods. We'll go read verse 6, my bad. Read verse 6.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
So I honestly believe that we're going to start being the children of the Most High when we learn how to love one another and to stop and to learn how to come and learn how to come together. Learn how to come together, deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. You know, do stuff like that. Read verse 6 again.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes.
Amen.
Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Amen. Amen. So honestly believe, man, a great part of this area on getting back in the God-headed family, honestly believe it's when you do just, it's like justly, it's like loving one another. So let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. You get it? Go ahead and read.
He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again.
Right. So I honestly believe that this is also some massive cool points. Is because I'm just banking this back on in the book of Psalms chapter 82, when it's talking about loving one another and learning how to take care of the poor and do justly in God's eyes. And then you look at verse 17, it says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. You know, honestly believe that this is a bigger portion of this thing, of this walk. So let's go in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 42. Stacking up again. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 42. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away.
Amen. So give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not thou away. So you have to give, man, give it. Go ahead and skip down to verse 48.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
So honestly, just that's considered perfect in Christ's eyes when you do stuff like that. When you're able to give to him that acts of thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not thou away. So if you have to give, give it, man. And I honestly believe those things are beautiful. And to desire to have something like that, you know, like being a cheerful giver. Let's go into the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. Oh no, we've read that already. Let's go in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Romans chapter 13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, when you get it, go ahead and read it.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal.
So just to get that power that Christ has, you know, knowledge alone won't get you there, because you need the love and charity as well. Verse 2.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing.
Same thing. You know, you can have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Verse 3.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity wanteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil,
mm-hmm.
rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth.
Amen. Go ahead.
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things.
Honestly, believe this stuff we're reading right now is a lot greater and more important than the things we talk about on our daily basis. I honestly believe that. It's because, and if you guys hear me chopping up, y'all, I got this wisdom tooth in the back that just want to start acting up as soon as the lesson starts. So we're going to get through this lesson. After that, you got to go to the doctor or something, get some medicine. But anyways, I honestly believe that loving one another and showing charity, meekness, long-suffering, I honestly believe those things are a greater way for us to get back into the kingdom. But go ahead and read verse 9. Well, verse 8, I'm sorry.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Mm-hmm.
For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Mm-hmm.
For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Amen, 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 amen. So the greatest of all these things is charity. And we're gonna read Matthew 25 and 31. The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31. Matthew 25 and 31, when you get it, go ahead and read.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he spit open the throne of his glory, sit upon his throne of his glory, And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Uh-huh.
For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of those of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? Like what we're reading right now, you know, it's like one thing I hope I do understand is this right here, is that everything that I read in the book, you know, definitely when it come back to our salvation, you know, it's always about loving one another. You know what I'm saying? And even putting this lesson together, this lesson will be done again next week too. This lesson will be done again next week. So, you know, those are some of the things I understood. Because, you know, we started out in the, you know, in the creation. And, you know, we understand that, you know, it was the tree of life was taken from us. You know what I'm saying? Then the same point in time is that we got to understand is that the person of the wicked. You know, what is the wicked devices? You know, we read about the abominations and grievous words and stuff like that. And we need to understand that those things would not get you into the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? And then we went into the book of Psalms 82 and understood that, you know, I told y'all that y'all are gods, but you die like men. You know, and then when you read verses 4 through, when you read verses 3, 4, and 5, it simply show you, like, you know, how you can honestly get them tools back into the kingdom of God. And then we just read in 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13, is that, you know, love is the greatest tool we need to get back into the kingdom. And then also, the sheep and the goats. When the Lord separated the sheep from the goats, he considered the sheep righteous, for the simple fact is that, you know, they loved one another and took care of one another. So we'll go into one more spot, you guys. I'm sorry, y'all. We'll go into one more spot. Let's go into the book of Micah, chapter 6. Wait. Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8.
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with a burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
Right, so he asks, you know, like, how should I come to the Lord? What do the Lord want me to do? And, you know, he's talking about, like, you know, will the Lord be pleased with 10,000 of rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Go ahead and read.
He hath showed thee, O man, what is good.
Right, and the Lord has already, he said, man, I already showed you guys what is good. Go ahead and read.
And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
Amen. So that's what he required of us. And what does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Go ahead.
The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it.
Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, this is the precept. This is a little small, little short precept tonight. And I thank y'all for y'all time.
Amen.
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 Grace
Amen.
And peace, man.
Amen, bro.
I'm sorry, y'all. And I got this wisdom tooth from the back. I just got this wisdom tooth from the back, and the rest of it broke off earlier. And as soon as I start talking, this boy got my ear burning. My jaw is aching. So, we doing this lesson next. Matter of fact, we might do this lesson Monday. We doing this lesson again.
Uh-huh.
Sunday.
You said Sunday?
Sunday.
Well, I work Sunday. Ooh, wee. I work Sunday, but I can do it later on in that day, probably around like probably like 4 o'clock.
All right. Well, then we'll just work. We'll see how it go. We'll see how it go, brother. Right now, you get that toothpick, man.
Yeah,
that ain't no joke.
Yeah.
I just had my
pool.
That ain't no joke.
Hmm.
Mm. Mm. I had my pillow right now. Yep, I was crying. I had to go to the emergency dentist. Take care of that.
Yeah, man, that toothache thing ain't no joke, Jack. That's like walking around with a broken leg, man. That's a painful piece, you know. Yeah, airway control.
Right.
And everybody that's right. Listening, man, I know y'all want to sit down and hear a great piece, man. I'm telling you, what you got was good. But my brother, without the chops, you can't run this here around the mile. Yeah.
And you
need
one of the baby tools. I applaud the brother for doing what he
did.
Amen.
That's one of the tools you need. You know.
Amen. I'm thinking about getting my teeth pulled and just go yuck mouth and get dentures. Mm-hmm. And it's time for more.
The vacuum. Well, you'll be better when they get to wisdom. I know it feels like all of them.
Babe, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much, y'all. So, you know, I had these precepts going. I found my old precepts, so we can probably do Monday and Sunday. But I'm gonna get back with you, Job, and see what's going on. Okay.
Yeah, man. First thing first, you get better, and we'll go from there. You hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm out of here, y'all. Love you, man. Okay, hold me a second.
Man, that Proverbs 16 was a fire starter, Jack.
Yeah, appreciate it. I was about to read Proverbs 15, but as you can see, that was in a lesson earlier, so they don't like when I do that, you know what I'm saying? Because I was at therapy with my grandma, so she's stable right now, so she's doing a little therapy rehabilitation, and I lost track of time, man. I had to rush home, go home with my Bible, then come all the way over here, so I pretty made it, and I ain't have no scripture ready for it, so I just went to good old Proverbs and just read, you know, what the Lord just put them in the last minute, so yeah, I'm glad I got the heat started.
Amen.
And that was from God, brother. That was a heater, bro. I'm glad you ain't even think about it. Let the spirit move you.
Amen.
That's all I could do, man. So and
brother,
I was over here.
Saying, how is your grandma's, man? We hoping and praying that she's getting better.
Yeah, she's getting better. You know, she's stubborn, but she's getting through it though. So praise God on that, you know.
Amen.
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 So
well, we hope everything work out for her, man. Really. We really do.
I mean, the hard part over with her being in the hospital, so she had rehabilitation now, so she can get up and, you know, get in the wheelchair and whatnot. So and that's all, you know, prayer always works. You know, come to the Lord with the right heart, he always answer prayers.
Always. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, praise God, man. We're praying for you and his fam, and hopefully everything work out for your moms, man. Love, moms, ain't nothing like it, man. Nothing like it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate all the affection,
yes,
all the love. So, praise God.
Amen. Pops is a general, man, but ain't no love like your mom, man.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we getting through it, though, you know. I try to motivate her with the word best I can because, you know, she, like I said, she's stubborn sometimes. So I got to talk her into doing something good for her health. You know, like I said earlier, you know, pray to come to God with the right heart. Nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Amen.
But with that being said, man, we all got in prayers and we're going to lift her up. And everybody that's listening online, man, keep lifting up my brothers and my grandmother up in prayer. You know, just say a little, you know, ask the Father to have mercy. Just send something on the altar, you know, on his behalf. Man, you see out here making mad dashes to be about the Father business. So the least we can do is ask the Father to have mercy on his mind.
Amen.
For the work that he putting in, you know. So, people remember that and remember, you know, to lift up his family in prayer and your brother Isaiah to fix his mouth, you know, and get get that wisdom squared away, because that's a doozy, you know. Eat that, man. I mean, that comes on so many levels, man. You talking about drinking cold and hot, to eating cold and hot, everything is a bug, man, you know. Then you start talking about the air and all that type of, oh, God.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
And it makes your
Ooh.
Ears hurt.
Yeah.
Let's get to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
say
no joke.
Yeah, but yeah. I appreciate the prayers, and I'm gonna pray for Brother Isaiah. You know, I'm gonna keep praying myself, well, as always. You know, I pray every single day, morning, noon, and night. Sometimes I think the Lord gets tired of my voice, so. But hey, that's what we gotta do. So, you know, always pray for mercy, and you know, just hang in there, be long suffering. That's what I'm working on. And so, but yeah, I appreciate the prayers from everybody. I really do. I really do. It's really heartfelt. So,
praise God. Well, we're going to, I will ask some closing comments, but we're going to just move right along. Well, tomorrow night you want to be here, Lord willing, for the women in the church. You know, that'll be myself, Job Israel, my wife, Rhea Israel. We're dealing with the women of the church. We're dealing with Leah and Rachel right now and the 12 tribes of Israel. And we found out that these two sisters were prophetess, you know, and that they were going straight to the kingdom, man. You know, I mean, your mothers were prophetess. No wonder the sons and daughters are prophetess, you know. So we're dealing with that. So you want to be here for that. Then Saturday, we're going to be back here again. That's going to be, well, tomorrow night, once again, at 7 o'clock p.m., we want to be here for the women in the church. And then Sabbath day, we'll be dealing with the creation, the sixth day. You know, man created, man is created the sixth day, you know, in the image of God. So we're still dealing with that. So you want to be here for that piece as well. Maybe the Lord have an answer or word for you on that precept.
Amen.
So with that being said, Lord willing, we live. We want to say grace and peace to everyone. Remember to pray for us, and remember to pray for you, and just lift everybody up in prayer, man. You know, I ain't got to say the name. Just everybody. Just say everybody that needs to be lifted up. Lift them up. With that being said, we want to say thank you, and thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, you do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Bible.
That's right. Get the Bible. Blow the
Amen.
Dust off them, that bad boy, and get back in it. There's so much in there for you.
Amen.
You know, so with that being said, tomorrow night, same time, same Hebrew Israelite channel. Love you.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from the Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.